Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Understand this has all been scripted out. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You understand the whole game plan. I've been saying this for 10 months that once they roll out the COVID hysteria, once they roll out the COVID fear, they are going to then say there's new deadly versions of it when it becomes apparent that it's basically an overblown hoax and try to scare you back into submission. And I said as soon as Trump calls for a march on D.C., which he's now done, January 6th, they'll announce, oh, there's a super deadly strain. Stop the air traffic. Stop everything. This is a foreign multinational takeover. Well, Ali Alexander just tweeted this. Notice how the new mutation of a deadlier COVID-19 coincides with trying to install Joe Biden at a virtual inauguration since no one would show. His dark winter plan to lock us all down and stop the steel protests spreading worldwide. We are at war with the Great Reset. Wow, so people are really starting to get it. Let's go to a clip I mentioned earlier of Bill Gates saying 6-7 months ago that 700,000 people will get sick from the COVID shot. Notice now they say, oh, no one gets sick. Everybody's got to take it, even though they're halting the shot in England for many people and here in the U.S. because this is such a dangerous vaccine. Then why are they trying to push it? What's the real agenda? Robert Barnes will give us his expert take on that and so much more coming up next segment. But here's Bill Gates.
Here, we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
And that's Dr. Bill Gates, our Lord, our King, our Master, our Commander. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about martial law. We'll talk about Trump for a couple segments with Barnes, and we'll get into where he really is an expert, the numbers, the facts, the COVID lockdown, where this tyranny's going. As the world really now super awakens to what's happening. I think super awakened is the term, but here is the latest bat signal that Trump just fired. Fight for Trump.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Incredibly serious time to be alive. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. I was in Georgia. I had a chance to talk to him when he was there behind the scenes working on trying to prove the election fraud. He said, listen, the voting machine stuff has some real issues, but it's overblown. The other issues are red herrings. Everything is the signatures under state law being ignored. And now Trump has come out, now relegated the president to online radio shows with Giuliani. We are very close. President Trump discusses ongoing efforts to turn election around with Dr. Maria Ryan and Giuliani. Here it is.
All right, listen, thank you, Rudy. Thank you both, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to the
family. I'll speak to you guys, and we're getting closer and closer, and I hope you let everybody know we're actually very close. The fake news will not tell you that. They don't want to talk about it. They're trying to suppress it. We don't have freedom of the press at all. It's suppressed news. It's a terrible thing that's happened in our country in the last.
It really is.
It's been going on for. It started a long time ago, but it's gotten to a point. It's just. It's a terrible thing. It's not freedom of the press, and we got to bring that back because the press is so suppressed. It's so dishonest. I don't even call it fake news anymore. I call it corrupt news. So just thank you very much. You're great patriots,
thank you both.
And I hear your show is a big success. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody.
God bless. God bless.
Merry Christmas, Mr. President. Thank
you. So there goes the president, and he's still on Fox somewhere and there, but they're trying to block him everywhere, trying to block his tweets. Robert Barnes joins us during the internet kill switch, during the shutdown of America, during lockdown, too. It all ties together. What would you call this current state of the world's constitutional lawyer and as somebody that's working with folks behind the scenes to try to overturn this fraudulent takeover? And then let's get into the latest numbers, the facts. Is there a path peacefully, constitutionally, to stopping the Chi-Com operative Joe Biden being installed? Robert Barnes?
Well, I mean, to a certain degree, it's a constitutional crisis of a kind because it's critical that there are some people who want the Trump supporters to resort to a remedy that is not the Constitution. And as the president made clear last night, that's not his path. He is pursuing solely and wholly a constitutional path because the problem with any enforcement issue with the Constitution, the solution is always more constitutional democracy, not less. And that's the president's path as well. And that requires, he's still going through the courts. There's three cases that are now just out of Pennsylvania up before the Supreme Court this weekend. There are more going. I don't think the Supreme Court will provide any remedy for him, but he's going to fully exhaust all options and opportunities in that respect. There's also election contests from Georgia, Arizona, Nevada pending before various courts. Cases out of Michigan and Wisconsin also pending and going towards the U.S. Supreme Court.
But Bob, let me stop you. If he's not going to probably get remedy there because Roberts reportedly is scared, hiding under his desk from Black Lives Matter, then instead we always want more of a republic, more freedom. But if the Chi-Coms and the globalists take over, I mean, that's certainly less freedom. I mean, why do we allow a foreign takeover?
I don't think the concern is there's always risks of foreign influence, and we've always had foreign influence, but the remedy has always got to be more constitutional democracy, and that may mean other forms of action. So I think the president's goal is exhaust the judicial action, show that he pursued it to the best degree he could, and if the courts didn't provide any relief or remedy, then that puts the burden on Congress. And that's where the Senate and the House,
explain that to people, that he's already got a bunch of House and Senate members ready to have the hearings, ready to block the electors. That's where the real fight is.
Exactly. The Constitution calls for Congress to certify the electors. And until Congress certifies the electors, there's been no actual Electoral College vote. There's no vote until that certification occurs constitutionally.
So then what do you make? We'll walk all through this next segment because you're the expert on this, but... And I like Flynn, I like Powell, all of them, but they're at the White House, and this info immediately leaks. What do you think Flynn's up to with all this martial law talk?
I think Trump was never going to go down that path. That was what that's what people who wanted to hurt him wanted him to do. That's the people that wanted him. It's a part of a disinformation campaign, and it comes out of the QAnon world. And unfortunately, the general, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, have got caught up in that world. And that's why, here's a core problem. Aside from the fact that it's not legal, martial law is not legal in the United States. That was determined in Ex parte Milligan in 1866. When Abraham Lincoln did it, it was determined to be unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. So martial law has never been constitutional in the United States unless the entire country was a battlefield with no civil institutions able to even function. That's the constitutional standard. But the president has never wanted to go down this path. His critics have invited it, welcomed it, and wanted it because they wanted it to discredit him, discredit his supporters, and give them a pretext to put people on watch lists and even engage in mass arrest, because it's a crime for the military to get involved in elections. We passed that law back in after the 1876 compromise.
Sure. So what does the president do when he's met with the Justice Department won't do its job and foreign multinationals working through blue cities and states with their own form of COVID lockdown, which is martial law? How does the president counter this regional martial law we're under?
Two things. Massive public pressure on the Senate and the House to do their job. So their job is to hold hearings on whether or not these electors were properly qualified, whether or not, as Congressman Gates said today, in any state where and this was what we've been talking about for the last week, that what they should do, now Congressman Getz is saying he will lead the charge to do, which is any state that cannot show that it had an honest, transparent election cannot have their electors qualified for the Electoral College vote. And if enough electors are disqualified, then the Constitution requires the House to vote by state delegation.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to give you the floor the next three segments, the next 45 minutes, because I know you're super smart and I respect you. I try to study this. And I defer to your knowledge because you're almost always right. Very rarely are you wrong. So now you've really got my attention, because that's why. Let's make the rest of the show then about the real constitutional path to victory here and what dirty tricks they might pull when we come back, because you just said it. We now have Gates of Florida. We have all these senators. We have other House members doing what Nancy Pelosi tried 4 years ago to have the electors not seat, but there was no support, so it didn't happen. This looks like one of the biggest movements I've ever seen, except maybe what, in the 1870s, to actually have this happen. It looks like we've got a perfect storm, and so what's critical is more evidence of this to come out. So let's get to that next segment, Barnes. First, let's go to what you told me in Georgia a month ago when you warned me. You said, don't go down the Dominion Road, don't go down this road. The president wants us to look at the signatures. How you knew that, I know how, but if you want to say it, go ahead and say it. And then why that's so important and what's happening now in Georgia with the signatures.
Sure. So I went to Georgia at the specific personal request of the president, and his focus was on the signatures because it was clear that they didn't need to use the machines to steal this election, because they could just do it the old-fashioned way, which is to have a bunch of people who are not qualified to vote, a bunch of people cast ballots in an illegal manner, and then to have the count of that ballot done in an unlawful manner without proper monitoring. And that's why they won't publish the ballots, because people see the problems with the ballots themselves, and that's why they wouldn't allow a signature match audit to occur, because they know the signature matches won't match. And there's more illicit ballots than there is a margin of victory. And under the Constitution, when that happens, the remedy is you go to voting by state delegation, and that favors the president. So that's why when I was down in Georgia right away, it was clear that all the state officials were happy to do a hand recount, and they weren't worried about the machines at all. That whatever capacity the machines might have to manipulate elections, that's not what happened in this context. And they wanted the focus to be there because they knew that people would go down a path that they wouldn't be able to prove. In some cases, a lot of the Q-based sources.
And you told me almost a month ago that Trump was on this path. He's now publicly saying that. So is the Georgia signature event, is this a good recount now?
It's at least a step forward. So it's a major step forward. It's the first state to do a statewide signature match recount. There's still arguments about whether they'll allow meaningful monitoring of it to occur. So there's still issues with it, but it's at least a step in the right direction. And when they did it in Arizona, 11% of the signatures did not match. So
they only did a small spot check, and they did a whole state, he would clearly have won. It's funny, that was all against Trump.
Absolutely. And remember, and that story got buried because everybody's focused on the machines. So the president's goal is...
Barnes, I got to say it. You called it early. You said it's diverting from the signatures. It's diverting. You've been damn right. So let's come back to you to have the floor and just walk through every section of this in the next 45 minutes. Then Tom Papert takes over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've discovered the secret to leadership. It's actually researching history, standing for something, and then picking a side. And so many people I know, whether they be generals, whether they be politicians, they really just are putting their finger to the wind and like seeing which side they're on today. Not me. I'm for America. I'm for God. I'm for children. I'm for families because I love it and I believe in it. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is our guest here. He's kicking major butt. And man, did he call this thing. And I'm glad he said it because I talked to the White House and I talked to the State Department and I talked to other president, obviously. And they said, oh, Barnes is great. Because Barnes told me, yeah, I'm working for the president. Don't say anything. I'm going around the country. And the president really wants the signatures. He thinks this is a red herring. And all that's been borne out now. So Barnes doesn't toot his horn, but since the enemy already knows about it, why not just go ahead and get it out there? So, Barnes, let's hit this small piece. I'll turn things over to you to cover the waterfront here in the time we have left ahead of the next live show coming up with Tom Papert sitting in for Owen Schroer tonight on Sunday Live. And you're welcome to come back this week and co-host for a couple hours whenever you want during the weekday show. I'm taking off this week just to get some rest. I have to do it to unplug, but we'd love to have you co-host. You pick a day this week, go 2 hours, come and do it tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. But what about Trump saying march on D.C. and how important it is peacefully on the 6th? That's a big deal to have him call on us to march on the day that Congress is going to try to seat those electors.
Exactly. The president's goal and objective is to show the Senate and Congress how much power he still wields and to make it clear to them in a demonstrable form that this isn't, you know, just grass, you know, astroturf. This isn't just some bot operation on social media. His goal is not anything with. That's why people stay away from the militia law stuff and all that. That's a red herring and a rabbit hole meant to distract and detour people. What the president wants is constitutional remedy and popular will, and to show and remind the Congress that he is the legitimately elected president, that his voters support that, and that his voters are willing to pour into D.C. to make sure the constitutional process takes up, because it's the duty of, it's the constitutional oath and obligation of Congress to only seat electors that are constitutionally elected in a manner consistent.
And you're going to get into that in a moment, but the president's calling on us to march on D.C. This is the big one. I hope you'll be there, Bob. Everybody needs to be there.
Absolutely. It's January 6th. Everybody be there to remind Congress what their duties are, to show up to support the president in a lawful democratic protest and to remind people that the popular will be heard one way, shape, or form
or
another.
So this is the big one. And I think we should be there the 5th, too. Don't you agree? It should be. I think the 6th is almost too late. I'm going to be there on the 5th.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the 5th and the 6th are good to make sure everybody sees that the president's army of voters and volunteers are going to continue to support him through the democratic process. And that no matter what happens in Congress, they're going to be active after that. I mean, these senators are going to face potential primary contests in just 2 years if they don't stand up for the president.
Absolutely. So you've got the floor now. Get into the path of victory with the electors and then all the other information.
Absolutely. So when we set up our government, we recognized that we could have a contested presidential election. So the remedy was a two-step process. The first is that the House and the Senate meet and decide whether the electors were properly constitutionally elected. And if they determine that there's not a majority of electors that were constitutionally elected, then the 12th Amendment comes into play, which was passed after the 1800 sort of debacle that took place. which was that the House votes by state delegation. The president has a large edge in that. The number of people who support him way in the states and the House delegation exceeds the Democrats and exceeds Biden by a substantial margin. So all the president needs is the House and the Senate to vote on whether or not these electors were qualified and to allow evidence to be presented, an argument to be presented for that. There's a lot more evidence of an unconstitutional election than there whatever was evidence of a constitutional impeachment. And they were willing to put a week aside for that. And so here we have at least seven different states that are in contest and in dispute. They're supposed to take 2 hours apiece, the House and the Senate, to debate each one. The way that process works is one Congress member, one member of the House, one member of the Senate, in writing, submit an objection to the president of the Senate, who's the vice president of the United States. Now, the vice president does also have a potential role, but it's unlikely he will assert it too aggressively. But he can say an objection's been made, and the House and the Senate have to vote on it. And they should be able, and they have 2 hours to hear argument or evidence on it. And they should allow that to take place, allow the constitutional process to go forward. And so by doing so, that affords the opportunity, if the Senate and the House sustain the objection to the elector, then those electors get thrown out. And they can do it state by state by state by state. And he doesn't need all seven states' electors thrown out.
So you're saying we're being distracted with martial law talk. We have a constitutional remedy. And Pelosi tried this play 4 years ago. It got no purchase. This already has Senate and House members ready to go with it.
Absolutely. And that's why Mitch McConnell was trying to sabotage and ambush this, because he knows this is the most effective remedy for the president. This is the constitutional remedy. This is the little d democratic remedy, because it's the House members and senators that the voters voted in this term that will be hearing this. So that's why it's critical. And that's why the president's very concerned with the Georgia vote. He needs both of those senators. And one of them came out yesterday and said he will also vote to object to electors if he is reelected.
So that is gigantic, because you called for that Friday. Explain
absolutely.
That. This is all key legal parlance.
Correct. So Senator Perdue who's running for re-election in Georgia in the Senate, yesterday confirmed that he will vote. He will object to the electors being certified from any state that did not have a constitutionally clean election. And right now, that includes at least seven states. And critically, the big three, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, but also Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And there's also some question in a suit filed in New Mexico, where electors, of course, have already been sent from these states through the Trump electors met and voted to send their electors to the president of the Senate as well, so that he could assert his remedy in that regard. And that respect.
So let me ask you this. What do we do to make sure this happens? What can we do? March on D.C. the 6th, the 5th. I mean, I think the 5th and 6th is everybody converge. Folks, people always say march on D.C. This is it. If people don't get on a plane, on a bus, on a train, if you don't get there, then kiss your ass goodbye.
The key is the Congress has to see an unprecedented, massive will of people.
If they saw 10 million people, they'll overturn this fraudulent election. But because even Roberts is, quote, scared of Black Lives Matter. That's a paper tiger. They don't represent black people. That's George Soros. They need to see 10 million multiracial Americans. 10 million Americans would overturn the fraud, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's why the video you showed at the beginning of this is the reason why the president put that out there. It was, look, massive marches, democratic, peaceful, constitutional marches supporting the constitutional remedy by a multiracial group, multiethnic group of people from all across the world. And that's what he needs on Washington. He needs the biggest show of his supporters in history, demanding that they exercise their constitutional duties and constitutional obligations. And that's all anybody's asking for.
All right, stay there. This is so epic. So it's literally in our hands. Yes, we're being blocked off by big tech. Yes, they're censoring us, but we have all these radio stations. Listeners, if you come to D.C., 10 million of you, we win. But it's literally up to us. Barnes is not lying. This is a big deal. Trump has said, save America, fight for the future of the planet, come to D.C. We'll play that little clip when we come back on the other side. For TV viewers, it's powerful. Radio listeners, it's okay. The video's at InfoWars.com. It's on Trump's Twitter. Trump Save America video.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab, the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding to their dystopic image. You're fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guest. I've been asking a lot of questions. He's been moving really quick. But you heard him. He's been quietly working for Trump out there across the country. What are Trump's real chances? What can we do? What are the other major players? What's the inside baseball on the Bidens and their Chi-Com connections? I know you've got incredible knowledge across a wide spectrum. One of the smartest people I know. One of the most informed I know. And the next segment, we'll get into the vaccine, global lockdown too, and how to fight that. Robert Barnes.
So the you go back, history tells the tale. I mean, you like to read and review history, Alex. It's the same thing. In 1876, we had a comparable controversy. We had disputed electors sent from multiple states. Some were sent by the official body that said the Republican won. Some were sent unofficially by the saying the Democrat won. You had a split Congress. You had Republicans control the Senate. You had Democrats control the House. And ultimately what happened is through extended months of negotiation, because there was such a popular outpouring that in that case, the Republican Rutherford B. Hayes, they said had not legitimately won, that in fact Samuel Tilden, the Democrat, they said had won, that the mass outpouring forced Congress to deal with it, and they would end up debating it for months. In fact, back then, inauguration did not happen until March, and they didn't have the final vote until 48 hours before Inauguration Day. So we know what this, and in that context, and ultimately an agreement was reached that allowed the Republican to get the presidency, but the Democrats to get a whole bunch of other things, which included the withdrawal of troops from the South, which, you know, re-scripted the history of the country for the next 90 years. So the reality is that that remedy shows that if Congress asserts its constitutional duties and obligations, then the president has a clear fighting chance, because both the facts and the law support him. If you look at the facts are that there are three things that matter in an election. Did the people who are qualified to vote, were they the only ones to vote? Were the votes cast in a constitutional manner? And third, was the count of the vote done in a constitutional, legal manner? Here in all of the contested states, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and even to a certain degree, New Mexico, there was either votes who, in fact, in all of them, there were votes who, people who cast votes who were not qualified to vote. In some cases because they were not citizens, in some cases because they were too young, in some cases because they claimed to be living in a mailbox, in some cases because they voted in another jurisdiction, in some cases because they were registered to vote in another jurisdiction, in some cases because they'd already moved out of the state more than 30 days prior to the election. So we have a bunch of people who are not qualified to vote, and of course, last but not least, there were plenty of dead people who voted in these key states, as the research showed from both Matt Brainerd and Richard Barris of People's Pundit Daily. The second component is, were there votes cast that were not cast in a constitutional manner? What does that mean, constitutional manner? Well, when it's the presidency, the rules for the election have to be only the rules set by the state legislatures. And under the Electors Clause, the state legislatures exclusively determine and control how the presidential vote takes place.
And isn't that the big enchilada, that none of these states pass laws, just governors agree with Democrats to accept these fraudulent ballots, these mail-ins?
Absolutely. In fact, it was the big problem Democrats had. How are they going to steal the election when all the legislatures in every single one of these states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, in all of those states, they did not control the legislature. And what they decided to do is, well, we're just going to ignore the legislature.
Consent decrees.
Exactly. They use lawfare, selective lawfare.
And people ask them, where was the legislature? They don't even know an agreement's being made.
Absolutely. The legislature wasn't even a party. And by the way, the way those rules are supposed to work, having been part of those lawsuits before, you have to get the legislature to pass legislation. I mean, I brought a big suit in California, a bunch of counties. The rule was clear. The only way that it could constitutionally go through is the legislature had to agree to the terms of the settlement and pass it as legislation.
But they don't. So it's a giant, fraudulent. I mean, here's an example. You got to have the deed to your house to sell it. It's like some group meets separate and just agrees that they own your house.
Absolutely. The parties to the contract were the states. And the agreement was, we all agree only the state legislatures can pick the president. And if somebody violates that, Professor Dershowitz was on a live show last night saying that clearly you would have standing to bring a claim if the roles were reversed. And so,
sure, is the Supreme Court not doing it? Do you think the story out of Texas legislature is true, that Roberts was screaming at people and scared?
That particular story is not likely to be true because the Supreme Court's not meeting. They're all working from home. And so when they said they were in chambers, I knew that story wasn't likely to be accurate. But I think thematically there's truth to the story in the sense that people have interpreted Roberts in this way. But I think the bigger problem was Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment. That was the other story to all of this. You know, like the Godfather line, who, you know, was Barzini all along.
There was no doubt that he's really showed his ass. Excuse my French. I mean, McConnell has really screwed the pooch here. Why do you think he did that? Because his wife and the Chinese companies?
Because he's an establishment guy. I mean, he likes it when he can run the show. Mitch McConnell sincerely believes he would have a docile person in the White House and control the House and the Senate, but for Trump. He lives in a fantasy world, but this is the world that McConnell lives in. And so he's disconnected from the political reality. He thinks that there would so that's why. And that's why he thinks Trump is still a hurdle and Trump is still a hindrance and Trump is still an
inconvenience. Yeah, so for these guys, it's all about their personal power, not America and our future and freedom. It's about I'm big. I'm in charge now. That's why so many Republicans, even McCarthy, you see on TV, he looks like he's higher than a kite right now.
Yes, I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're all thrilled. I mean, they think Biden is easy to work with because Biden's been in, you know, a go-along corrupt
buddy. I mean, let somebody not easy to work with to save the country.
Correct. Exactly. So someone who cares more about the country's interest than any lobbying interest, than any corporate interest, than any country club interest. Mitch McConnell would love the Republican Party to go back to being a country club party that gets enough church votes to win.
Well, that's what Trump always says. He says, if I want the money, they give me 10 times Democrats. They want me to sell you out. I won't. He basically hasn't. And that's why they're so pissed.
Exactly. He kept his word. First president to keep his word in a long time. He kept his word on trade, kept his word on war, kept his word on trying to bring people back home. They're also waging war on him because they don't want him to pardon Julian Assange. They don't want him to pardon Edward Snowden. That's why you're seeing
Pompeo. We got 2 minutes to break. What would you do right now? I know you talked to the president. What should he do? Resolute desk, where America's at war, CHICOMs, enemies within. Shouldn't he rally the troops? Not just put a tweet out, come to D.C. the 6th. We need to hear him every night calling on 10 million to come to D.C.
Absolutely. And I think he should start to reach out directly to the country. I mean, the reality is he can use his own Periscope, his own Twitter feed, his own social media, his own YouTube, however he wants. And I think that he should start to reach out directly to them and say, and just lay this out for folks. Say, we have a constitutional remedy. We know that the election was stolen. He did that good speech about a week and a half ago that was
put
really
pressure
well
on
done
Congress to not accept these fake electors and accept ours.
Exactly.
Oh, if he called on the people to take action, it would be incredible.
Absolutely. And I think he should do it. I think he should start to do it every day. I think he should pardon Julian Assange and Ed Snowden to send a message to the deep state. I think he should do it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I think it's perfectly timed. And then right after that, he should start building for people to come to Washington, D.C. for a constitutional democratic remedy for the Constitution to be upheld and affirmed by Congress doing its duty and fulfilling its obligation. And just making to at least allow a hearing, at least allow presentation of evidence to be done, at least create a congressional record and force them to vote. So that if it turns out there's people that are traitors, at least we know who they are and we can primary them in the future and build a Trumpism for the next 4 years. But even if that's just the backup plan, that's always Trump. Plan for the worst, hope for the best.
Well, both Trump does have nine lives and always has a trick up his sleeve. And so I expect to see some real movement. Look, he put all these Chinese companies in the stock market on a ban list. A lot. What else is coming? So let's talk about the 6th, the big rally coming up. Let's talk about what else we can do, what we expect from Trump with Barnes, and a little bit on the lockdown, too, and the globalism and COVID on the final segment. Then Sunday Live, normally with Owen Schroyer, is Tom Papert tonight. And he's got a special guest joining him from the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that raises your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grapeseed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spirit of the fight for human liberty. I'm very honored to be here, and it is you, the listeners and viewers, that keep us like gravity in the universe in position. So everything I owe to you and the God that influenced you to support us. It's the end of the day, I thank God, but God works through you. All right, Barnes, you could talk for 5 hours about the lockdown, about the COVID. You were on with us 11 months ago when this all started, saying what was going to happen, where it was going, the power grab. The mRNA vaccine isn't a vaccine. It's a genetic takeover. And now it's here. What do you make of this? What can we do? Where do you think it's going?
So two things. One, they're clearly, I've been hearing a lot of inquiries from potential clients that governments are going to start mandating it as a condition of employment. Employers are going to start mandating it as a condition of employment. Airlines condition it, require that you...
Well, that's what the EEOC just came out, as you know, and said your employer can make you take something that genetically reengineers your body. That's like an employer saying you have to have sex with the boss. That's his semen. That's gross. That's potentially harmful. What about Bill Gates' mRNA injected into my body? That's beyond rape.
Not only that, I mean, my hometown in Chattanooga, a nurse took it and fainted a little bit long there, just like a few minutes afterwards. More complaints that there are already investigations now into people having allergic and other reactions to it. And folks, remember, this is a rushed emergency vaccine, which is just a drug. They call it a vaccine.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm trying to be gross. I don't want to be raped. I don't want my daughters raped. I'm saying it's an mRNA that, like semen programs an egg. It's the only thing you can program is an egg. But an mRNA can program every cell in the body. This is literally something that reprograms me like I'm an egg and it's semen. This is super creepy. I'm talking about science here, Bob. This is freaking me out.
Well, it reminds me of forced sterilization and eugenics. I mean, it's a manipulation of the body to try to change the species as a species. I mean, and not only that, we've never had a successful coronavirus vaccine. We've never really had a consistently successful flu vaccine. And the last time we rushed a vaccine led to the disaster of 1976, where a lot more people ended up getting hurt and harmed by the vaccine, by the drug, because that's what it is. It's just a drug with a nice label on it, vaccine, than actually were harmed by the virus. So but what I'm doing is I'm going to be working with Robert Kennedy Jr. To coordinate a legal and political reform attack on these forced vaccines at every level. And there may be HIPAA lawsuits we can bring to challenge whether they can really inquire into your medical records as a condition of employment. We're going to be looking into whether or not some of it violates anti-disability discrimination laws, because that aspects for certain people that are allergic or have other potential risk reactions to it, that could include a psychological reaction to it, in my view. So I think that they're discriminating.
Well, no, I totally agree. But let's just go back here. The British government, once they did 1 week, had so many problems, so many convulsions. They said kids shouldn't take it. Pregnant women shouldn't take it. If you have an allergic background, don't take it. The idea that everybody's got to take this is insane.
Completely. And not only that, doesn't even make sense on its own terms. In other words, first of all, this is a virus that's not very risky. This is not smallpox. This is not polio. This is a virus that poses very little risk to 90% of the population, has a 99% plus success.
I agree. So what is the larger fear-mongering about? What is this big crazy push?
Well, this is what we talked about from the very beginning, that this whole campaign was about inducing such a state of fear and despair that people would beg for a vaccine backed by Bill Gates. Because this is part of Gates' longer-term, broader agenda.
They have the power to put in us what they want, when they want, and they don't care if there's damage. They just want us to give up.
And if they can control your body and invade your body and put any chemical they want in your body as a condition of employment or simple transportation or simple education, then they can do anything else. There's no limits. I mean, once they cross that Rubicon, then that's the last Rubicon that protects individuality from the control of the
And because it was announced as an emergency by the government, something Trump shouldn't have done, now they feel like they have liability protection. Who cares how many people it damages?
Absolutely. And this is why it was worldwide. This is why it continued even after they thought Biden won. This is why it was done throughout the entire world. This was Bill Gates co-opting the public health authorities into his goal and agenda, and I'm sure he couldn't be more thrilled right now. This is clearly his objective. But as you put up with that video earlier, there's a reason why Gates was saying that everybody was going to have to be indemnified, because he knows it's going to cause a bunch of harm. He knows it's going to kill people. He knows it's going to cause more harm than the virus.
Let's go back. I mean, I go back to the rape thing, because that's what this is. A regular vaccine gives you a broken, failed bacteria or virus, and then you learn how to beat it. It can have its own problem. It can be contaminated. They can Trojan horse it. It's still got a bad history. But this mRNA is a nanotech that programs your cells to create an antibody to a basic protein. And then this is just like, well, this is such a bold power grab.
Oh, yeah, and then you combine Andrew Yang talking about some way to certify this, and it sounds very much like the quantum tattoo that Bill Gates has designed, that's designed to put a chip in you to see what vaccines you've had and haven't had, that can release, that has remote control capabilities, as he himself bragged about its possibility. Why do you need remote control capabilities yourself for something that's inside you?
Well, RT was asking, where did Andrew Yang get this idea? Well, how about not Adolf Hitler, but Xi Jinping? Xi Jinping says global ID, global app, global control.
Absolutely. I mean, this is very much the Chinese model. This is the Chinese have co-opted big tech to pursue their social credit model effectively in the way big tech censorship and suppression works. This is the model. I mean, they were the ones who gave us the whole model. They had the virus. They were the ones who helped spread the virus by the way they responded to it. And then they likely manufactured the virus. And then they manufactured the lockdown response, and then they were pushing this vaccine answer. So this is a Chinese model that we've never adopted before. We've never done this in response to a flu virus before. We've never rushed a vaccine as the solution, aside from 1976, which was such a disaster. We promised never to repeat that again. And yet here we are repeating that again. And for a far less dangerous virus than that virus had the lethality.
And again, you're a lawyer, but I can look at this. This has bad reactions hundreds of times it's ever been seen. It's like they don't care. Why do they want to do this? Why don't it doesn't even protect us. Like you said, it's not even very dangerous. The COVID, it's just a giant power grab?
Two things. One, Bill Gates now has a green light for any and every vaccine he ever wants to do, and he wants to vaccinate the world and control the world through vaccines. And he admits that. This is news. And then the second, he's just achieved it at a record level. That's why he spent all that money to co-opt every public health authority in the entire world. He donates as much money as the United States does to the World Health Organization. The tied number one donor to the World Health Organization, and this is why, to achieve and obtain this objective that's been decades in the making. And then the second part is it's a degree of social control that dictatorial politicians and tyrannical politicians couldn't even imagine getting, even in the worst crisis of war, the worst crisis of terrorism, the worst crisis of crime. They were never able to attain and achieve the degree to where cops are busy pulling people off of skating rinks in Canada and arresting them and threatening to tase them. I mean, that's how insane.
No, you're absolutely right. So people ask, what's the point? Why did the Soviets attack? Why did the Nazis attack people? Because it's their will. They want to dominate. They want control. It's rape. They are raping us. It doesn't matter if the science says it's bad. It doesn't matter. It doesn't protect us. They want that power over our bodies. This is big government, big corporations, a bunch of weird perverts that are getting off on this giant sick event.
And they get to control people's bodies at a mass level. And once you do that, you have complete control over a person. I mean, especially
you don't just rape them with this stuff. You track them. You control them. You control where they go off of how much abuse you allow them to engage in. This is like It the Clown Part 5 or something.
And you condition them to accept various things in their body for these purposes in the name of public health. You're doing this to protect grandma. You're doing this to protect kids.
And you then get liability protection. Trump's biggest failure is going along with this. He needs to come out against it. He came out against the mask. He came out against the lockdowns. He thinks the vaccine's his biggest achievement. I think this is Trump's Achilles heel in closing.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was another place where his advisors betrayed him. Told him, hey, if you take this path, you'll get reelected. Clearly, that was not the correct advice. He would have been better off had he never pursued or gone along with this. And would have, if he had never gone along with the lockdowns, he wins outside of the margin of fraud. If he had not gone along with Bill Gates' agenda, he wins outside the margin of fraud. If he would have created that vaccination committee paneled by Robert Kennedy, he would have won outside the margin of fraud. But unfortunately, he got ambushed by his own advisors. And that's,
right.
And that's where the
you're going to be co-hosting Owen Schroyer on Tuesday. Robert Barnes, find him on Twitter, Barnes Law right there. Thank you so much. Incredible job, sir.
Hey, happy to be here, Alex.
Wow. Powerful hour. That was amazing. All right. Tom Papert takes over for 2 hours straight. Normally Owen Schroyer does it, but he's hosting tomorrow. I'll be hosting at 8 a.m. the new show, American Journal, with a bunch of your phone calls. And then Owen's going to host my show because I got a bunch of work to do around here. A busy elf. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. You just got the inside scoop. One of the main lawyers advising the president. He went ahead and admitted that on air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.